Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And you know, you love Pawn Stars. I mean, who doesn't love Pawn Stars? It's such a great show. It's been on forever. And, you know, every character on Pawn Stars, and especially Chumlee. I mean, Chumlee is the guy that they pick on this guy. All he tries to do is to help people out, and yet he gets the brunt of everything. But he joins us here in the National Defense, Chumlee from Pawn Stars. Chumlee, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Why? How come they pick on you so much?
Well, I mean, I pick on them just as much, if not more. Just I don't do it while we're filming.
Well, you guys have a.
How much crap I gave Rick, you'd be happy.
Good, because you know what? I've interviewed that guy a couple of times. He needs to get some crap.
Yes. Well, I love Rick to death, but no one loves Rick more than Rick loves Rick.
Right. Rick Harrison, Corey Harrison, and of course Austin Chumlee Russell, and they're getting ready to hit the road again to visit some of America's most exciting places in search of historical finds and impressive collectible objects. You guys did this before and turned out pretty good, huh?
Oh yeah, it's so good we decided to do it again. We're actually in Phoenix right now. It's our first day out here today.
Oh man, go to the World Series.
Yeah, so I got in last night and there was a game, so I was too late to miss that one, but we'll see if the stars align and I can make it to a game, because I got to leave this weekend, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it.
Hey, how does it feel, Chumlee, to know that there are kids dressing up as you on Halloween?
Oddly enough, at this point, it feels regular.
Have you seen some kids dressed up as some of the Pawn Stars?
I haven't seen anything this year, but I've seen it, you know, it's been going on for years. But to be honest with you, I don't spend too much time looking at social media these days.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's flattering, you know, so.
Sure.
I just don't know why they would dress up. I don't know why they would dress up as me and not Rick.
How has this ride kind of been for you since Pawn Stars started? I mean, you guys kind of, you know, it was a small show, and it's grown into this national cultural thing now, and that has just had to turn your life upside down, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I try to stay pretty, you know, as level-headed as I can, but never thought it was going to be at the level this where it is now. I was 27 when we started. I just turned 41 a month ago.
Wow.
So
wow.
Just to even think that I spent, Rick always makes fun of me because I'm now 2 years younger than he was when we started filming the show.
That's fun. We're talking to Chumlee Russell here on the National Defense from Pawn Stars, hitting the road again. Pawn Stars do America. And, you know, you like the kinds of things that I like on the show. I mean, you like video games, you like circus stuff, any kind of thing that is kind of fun. But sometimes those things do not make the best business sense, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm a big pop culture guy, and luckily over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years, I've been able to do a lot more pop culture stuff. And it's not always worth money, but, you know, even the lower-end pop culture stuff is usually pretty easy to sell in today's society. People love collecting the stuff that reminds them of when they were growing up.
Do you have any items from Tennessee Tuxedo?
I do not. I should, though.
Well, Chumlee.
You get points for knowing that.
Hey, what kind of, what's the best thing that you've ever seen? I'm sure you've been asked this a lot, but what's the most fun thing that you've ever seen you guys take in?
I personally like Pokemon cards and ancient samurai swords. Those are the things I have the most fun with because I love all the cultures surrounding both of those items.
Pokemon, yeah. Yeah, Pokemon cards. Are they worth anything?
Oh, yeah. On this season, I bought a box of Pokemon cards for $10,000. That's
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Wow.
Well, this last week, I bought two boxes for $14,000 at my house, and They're worth $13,000 each, so I'd say I did pretty good.
That's pretty good. And
there's a lot of money in Pokemon, and I love doing it. I love playing it, so it's really fun, and it comes natural to me.
Eddie, you remember those dolls, those American Girl dolls? My daughters had those. I don't think those are worth anything anymore. You ever see those?
No, they're not the brats, are they?
Huh?
Are they the brat dolls?
No, they're called American Girl, and they were very expensive to buy, and then you could buy all the accessories for them. But I don't think.
Yeah.
How about Beanie Babies? Beanie Babies worth anything?
No. Beanie Babies are not. Actually, the lady that I was buying these Pokemon cards was trying to sell me Beanie Babies, and I was like, no, they're just not worth. What happens with Beanie Babies? They were really desirable, and then for Christmas that year, they made too many, and since you didn't have to wait in line for them, no one wanted them.
Right.
I'm looking up your American Girl doll now, and they don't have very much value, but they have a little bit.
Okay. So hang on to those, I guess, for a while. We're talking about...
$200 to $300 in the box.
Okay.
$250 out of the box.
Okay.
So
all right.
Not bad.
We're talking to Chumley here on the National Defenseman Pawn Stars, and Pawn Stars Do America new season starting this week. And it's going to be on the History Channel, of course, 8. And these are two-hour shows, right?
They're one-hour shows. They are two-hour. They are two-hour-long episodes, which to me, when they first said, I'm like, do you know we live in the TikTok world with an 8-second attention span?
But it
works. People love it.
Well, I mean, it's one of those shows, though, Chumley, as you know, you just start watching and you get so sucked in because everybody... You guys are great at telling the story of some of these items. And are you happier to have somebody come in and discover that something they didn't think was worth anything is worth a ton, or vice versa? Somebody that comes...
I'm happiest when I make a deal with a customer and we're both happy about it.
There you go.
If I can buy something from a customer and leave enough room for me to make profit and we both walk away happy, that to me is the best outcome that could possibly happen.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever bought?
Oh man, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but I can tell you it's the medical quackery. It's like all that weird stuff from the early 1900s. Like snake oil, put this electrocution kit on your head and shock yourself 4 times a day and it will get rid of whatever. That stuff is just so weird to me.
Does it work?
I'll bring some by. You can try it out and let me know.
Oh, man, it's so much fun. It's so cool. Chumley Russell, thank you so much for taking the time. Before I let you go, our audience, the bulk of our audience, is active duty military veterans and their families. You guys buy a lot of military stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. The military collectible market is one of the biggest collectible markets out there. Military is just going to be a part of our culture forever. People love collecting that stuff. You know, you have all kinds of stuff. You have guns, you have uniforms, you have hats, you have pins, you have patches. You have so much stuff. So that's why it's so popular, because if you like military and you like clothes, you can collect that stuff. If you like guns, you can collect military guns. If you like knives, you can collect military knives.
Yeah.
So it just, at least so many crossover, it crosses over so many other markets. And it's just so easy to move because people love it.
I'm just fascinated by all of the historical things that you get that are, you know, should be in a museum, and people are bringing them in to sell. And then you see the guys like selling their Super Bowl rings, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, Super Bowl ring doesn't, to me or you, you might think, oh, Super Bowl rings, they won the Super Bowl, probably never get rid of it. A lot of those athletes don't even care about their rings because, you know, they're putting in so many hours a day and so much hard work that, the ring isn't the reward. Being the champion is the reward for them,
sure.
You know? So, yeah, we see a lot of Super Bowl rings, and especially if you're not one of, like, the top 5 paid players, like, most people are just going to sell their ring off and use the money for something else.
Yeah, I can see that. Chumley, thank you for the time, man. Great to talk to you, and continued great success to you guys.
It was a pleasure. Hopefully I'm back on next year for season 3.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.